unfortunately.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of
P&B Unplugged.
Man.
Is that really loud?
I just never...
Turning you down a little
bit. I never get over that iconic golden boy voice.
You know what's going to happen? One of these weeks, you're going to say, welcome back to... And I'm going, P&B Unplugged.
Oh, my. This purse is so big and heavy.
Well, today is a very special episode because we have the best member of Phillips and Banks, and her name is Olivia. She is 11 years old. It's mine and Carmen's daughter, and so she's on the episode today because we're going to play a game today.
Oh, yes.
So,
who knows me better?
That's right. So that's the name of the game. Who knows me better? Olivia has listed how many questions, babe?
Ten questions.
She don't sound like she's from the South.
Ten questions.
What I want to know is, Olivia, what have you decided is going to be our grand prize?
Yeah, there's got to be some incentive here.
A day of servitude? I'm kidding. Your
Every
mom's
day
like,
of my life.
How about I'll do one thing that all of you want me to do? Any of you, the winner.
Yeah. Okay,
so let's get the ground. Let's tell everybody how it's going to work. So Olivia's going to ask us a question. Are we going to be asked one at a time or all together?
No, all together.
All together. Everybody has something to write on.
And you have 10 seconds to answer.
Okay, so 10 seconds to answer. And then we will write our answers down. And then one at a time, we'll reveal our answers. And then at the end of that question, after we've all revealed our answers, then Olivia will tell the correct answer, mm-hmm. right?
And who the loser is.
Do you know how to work a stopwatch?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect.
All right, so this is going to help you guys get to know Olivia better, and it's also a little bit of friendly competition between all of us.
Okay.
Well, she likes to use that when we're on the road. Well, you know, my dad knows this about me, or my Uncle Caleb knows this about me. We're like, okay, well, we'll see what's up.
We'll just have to see what happens. I'll be honest with you guys. It takes a village to raise this kid. We've been on the road together since she was about 4 years old, and she's 11 now, and so I remember, but we've known Autumn much longer than that. And in fact, Autumn was at the hospital the day that Olivia was born.
I sure was.
So
she even took the baby blankets to visit our cats at the house. So
yeah,
that
I
they
put them right over there in the hallway.
Okay, Autumn, explain what that's all about, because people may not know what you're talking about, and that just sounds weird.
So when you have a baby, obviously they are not clean.
Right. Right.
And so you got to clean them off with blankets. Mm-hmm. And so I took the blankets that they cleaned Olivia off with, mm-hmm. because I get grossed out by nothing. Mm-hmm. And I brought them home and I spread them out in the hallway for the cats to sniff so they get used to her smell.
Oh, so that they wouldn't try to
take
her breath and stuff.
Take
her breath.
Are you guys ready to start?
Okay.
yeah. Olivia, if you couldn't tell, Olivia's very excited about this.
Because I've been asking for this for the past 11 weeks.
Okay.
And we are also very excited about it.
I'm excited to win.
All right. Yeah, here we go. Question number one.
What is my favorite color?
Actually, favorite color. Not know. I'm going to guess.
All right, Olivia.
Hurry.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. And my pen doesn't write.
Of course. Here, give him another 10 seconds.
Okay. Everyone else's 10 seconds is up.
All right, I got it. I'm good.
Okay.
Grand reveal.
All right, I will reveal first, and I have said purple.
I have said purple as well.
Purple.
The correct answer is purple.
Yay!
Unanimous.
I do not have an eraser, so I'm going to use my hand.
Okay.
Write
down your point, too.
Yeah, I'm just writing it up here on the top. But you can. Sorry, you want me to do yours, too?
No, I got it right here on my hand.
Cool. Okay, so now, you know, Olivia, her favorite color used to be
pink.
And now it is switched to purple. But she also likes I remember when you were really little. I don't know if you remember this or not, but do you ever remember saying that one of your favorite colors was white?
Freak.
Always thought. I remember you saying that. You used to say, do you remember that, Carmen?
I think it was, wasn't it the combination of colors? It was pink, purple, teal, and white.
Mm. That's the, like, worse than brown.
Well, I'm just saying, you used to say that one of your favorite colors was white, and I always thought that was so unique. I'd never heard anybody say that.
Because it's not a color.
Well,
it's the absence of color.
I still think it's pretty cool. So, all right, moving on.
Okay,
question number two.
Second question, what is my favorite food?
Your favorite food.
Oh, yeah.
All right, as soon as Autumn gets done, she's going to hand me my marker. I already know what I'm going to write down. Okay. I don't know how to spell it.
Oh, I think you're right and I'm wrong.
I'm just going to give y'all extra time because mine is...
I know I misspelled it, but I don't care. I know what it is.
Okay, time's up.
All right. All right. I said fettuccine Alfredo.
I did too.
I did not. I said cereal, question mark.
Okay.
I said Alfredo cheese and broccoli.
Okay, so.
Okay, so my answer was fettuccine Alfredo without chicken.
With, okay, well.
So with broccoli, so Caleb was technically right.
So all three of them right, right?
Yes. So we were all three right. Okay, so I get point number two.
Well, I didn't get that one.
That's no.
I know the
there's still time.
The biggest thing in that dish is no chicken. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I get Olivia's point on it now. She says, I don't like the chicken. I like chicken because mm-hmm. she'll eat it. I said, what's the difference? She said, I don't like the chicken in that. And I told Autumn, I said, I don't either because they don't season. They season it differently.
And it's also grilled chicken.
They just put the cheese on it, so there's no flavor.
Now,
like,
who are you talking? Now, when you say they, do you mean all
whomever.
Fettuccine Alfredos, or do you mean a
I've
specific
never tasted
one?
Like a chicken that's been like, I like it marinated or dip it in
just
a beautiful
pretty plain,
sauce.
Okay, yeah, plain just grilled chicken.
So I told Olivia, I was like, that makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Okay. All right. So we're doing pretty well so far.
Question three has two answers, but you don't have to do two answers, but there's two different answers.
We get
so
extra points?
Chance.
Do we get extra points if we get both?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Plus mark. Point.
Yeah, you could get back your point right
I'm
here.
Ready.
Okay, what is my favorite thing to do?
Girl, that is so
Lord.
Vague.
It is very vague.
I got
you guys
this.
Know this.
I got this.
I'm not gonna give you like a top stopwatch.
Okay.
I would like to reveal my answers.
Wait.
When you're done.
I think I might have got one of those. You can only put two answers, right? Because I could put four or five words on here. That's
all
cheating.
Right. You ready?
Yep, I'm ready. So Carmen, you go first.
I believe the two answers are playing with slime and dancing.
Oh. That is both correct.
Listen, you're not supposed to say it yet.
Oh, sorry. Wait.
You weren't supposed to say what's correct yet because we all haven't revealed it. Mine says making slime and dancing.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
Account.
Will you
right?
give it to her?
Okay. So I get two right. points. Period.
Well, I went a more sentimental route. Sentimental route. I said play with slime and hang out with Ono.
You get 1 point.
Okay.
She said don't like that. Second
now,
option there.
Now, explain the nickname Autumn, because Ono is a nickname for Autumn.
Can I explain it?
If you don't grab the mic next to
sorry.
Yeah, don't touch it.
If you don't tell what Ono means, yes.
So... She used to call herself Ono because she couldn't say her own name, so she wanted me to call her Ono.
It's a little bit longer than that. My maiden name is France, and when I was little, I couldn't say Autumn France, so I said Ono Pants.
Oh, that's so cute.
And actually, I think that's my username on a couple different platforms that I've never explained to anybody. So if you ever see Ono Pants...
That's why.
All
right. Nobody asked me what my answers were, but that's all right.
Sorry, I told you falsely.
I'm kidding. Right, I said to dance and Roblox.
Oh. Now, Olivia does enjoy some Roblox.
Yes, she does. I do, too, because I like watching her do
so
it.
So the final answers are
play with slime and dance.
Play with slime and dance. Now, Olivia takes dance in Kingsport, which is near our hometown of Bristol, and it's only about 20 minutes away, and she has a great dance studio, and she does recitals, and she takes all kinds of different forms of dance.
She does a good job busting a move.
She does bust a move, my brother.
Question four?
Question four. This one also has two answers.
Okay.
What is my favorite genres of dance?
Okay, I think I know this one.
Okay. I think I know.
I'm almost certain I know.
Here you go, King.
Thank you.
Can I see?
Nope.
No, you can't peek at my answers. You need this. You might need that. I put that so you and I both could reach it, Jake Boo.
Oh, that's
okay, does everyone have their answers?
I do have my answer. Now, don't tell what it is first.
Oh, no, you go first.
Okay.
hip-hop and lyrical.
Oh, very good.
What do you think, Jake?
I said the same thing, hip-hop and lyrical. What about you, Caleb?
I said hip-hop and tap.
Okay.
And I also said hip-hop and tap.
You both got two right. You guys got one right.
Yeah. Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought it was lyrical. It's not?
She's faking us out.
I love footwork and tap.
Okay. Footwork. Me too. I love to tap dance.
And she rocked it out at this last one, man. That tap number was cool.
Man, I feel bad about that, Olivia. I really thought it was lyrical because I remember one time you told me that you said, I like lyrical better than ballet because lyrical's more free-flowing and there's not as much like technical stuff with it, but I didn't realize that you like tap better. I'm sorry about that. I'm a bad dad.
Are you sorry?
All right, here we go. Question.
Whoa. Do we get 2 points for that one?
Yes.
Yeah, you guys do. So let's go ahead and do a quick tally of the points. I have 4 points.
Four.
I have 6 points.
Yeah.
Carmen, loser. I have 5.
All right.
What is my favorite book series?
Oh, yeah,
it's
baby.
It's a series.
Oh, that feels like a trick question.
It really does.
I know it.
He Olivia, knows it.
I'm just going to...
Olivia loves to read.
Whoa. Recently or like of all time?
Of all time.
That's what I'm confused about.
Recently or recently. Of all time? Okay. Recently.
Oh, I'll scratch that. I know exactly where we're going.
Good luck.
I think I actually might know this one.
I know this is wrong, but
do it anyway. Put it down.
What have I been talking about?
Don't
all
give him
the
hints.
No helping.
No.
I'm ready.
It's wrong. He's gonna lose fair and square.
We're changing keys.
It does.
Yeah.
I know that I will say this. I'll take my daughter for 600, Alex.
All right. Go ahead, Jacob.
Okay. I'll be honest with you. I know this is wrong.
There is no wrong answer.
I said the Magic Treehouse book series.
No, this is wrong.
But I also said I know this is wrong. What is it?
Unicorn Quest.
Unicorn Quest.
Unicorn Quest.
I said Unicorn Quest.
Yeah.
That's why I said I almost went to Magic Treehouse and I was like, wait a minute. That's why I had to clarify. Of all time or recent?
Well, I will.
That was fair.
That's a good. I mean, she loves that book series.
Well, and she falls asleep. She has a. They have this thing on Spotify where they have read, you know, and recorded every single one of those books. And there's like how many of them, Olivia?
It's a bunch.
60-something.
Oh. Yeah, there's like 60-some Magic Treehouse books, and they have recordings of all of them on Spotify, and she falls asleep to somebody reading that book series every single night, and I just thought maybe that...
Well, the only reason why Olivia has talked up this Unicorn Quest book, so I just finished the first one.
Read the second one.
You read it?
No, I didn't read it. I listened to it. I listened to the first and I was like, Olivia.
I don't know, man.
I'm embarrassed.
She was telling me all about this and I was like, oh, man. I told her, I said, I've got to listen to this now.
Bro, I got to step up my game.
All right. Where was I
Number
six?
Yeah.
Number six. What is my favorite artist? This is so easy.
Oh, your favorite music artist?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I got this one.
I was about to say, I didn't really look at paintings.
You know, this is not my favorite artist, but I'll.
No, she hates this artist.
I don't hate him.
No clues.
Yes,
cheaters.
She does.
Just kidding.
No, I don't. Everybody do the reveal
knows
in
this.
Three,
two, one. Forrest Frank.
Hashtag Forrest Frank.
Hashtag broken back.
Yeah,
yes,
he did. Man, he broke his back, but.
What? Did you see the video?
He's still making music.
Yeah.
He's made two songs.
It's he's
awesome,
made Lemonade
man.
And he's made God's Got My Back.
So
I can make lemonade. Come on. I'm kidding. What is that?
So Forrest Frank is a
song
Forrest Frank is actually a Christian hip hop. He's a hip hop artist. But I actually
he's a hip artist. He loves him.
I really do like it. Yeah.
I don't listen to that kind of music. I think it's sinful.
Okay.
Of the devil.
She doesn't actually think that. She just doesn't like hip hop.
What is my favorite dessert/sweet? This is
Are you finished asking the question yet?
Yes.
Any disclaimers? No.
You done? Girl, I don't know. Do you know? Because if you know, you can take this before I.
I gotta think for a second.
You don't like sweet stuff usually, so that's hard for me to.
It is.
I do have something though. It's not a trick question.
I don't know, bro. Girl, I just said I don't know.
I'm throwing out a wild guess.
Yeah, I don't have a
clue. Okay, 3, 2, 1, go.
Wait, I know we're not going to have the same answer, so why don't we just go?
Okay, yeah. I said ice cream.
I said chocolate chip cookies, ?
Okay.
Oh, I know what it is now, and I can't change my answer.
No, you can't.
What is it? I mean, what is your answer?
My answer, I said cinnamon thing mom makes because she's been going crazy about the streusel thing. And it is delicious, Carmen. I do like that.
I said something that she, like, honestly sneaks in there and eats every single day.
Nutella.
Nutella and marshmallow bits.
Okay, I didn't think about that. So you get a point for that. But my real answer was cheesecake.
Oh.
I would not have guessed that.
Wow. But you do get a point for that because that's something I really do sneak every day.
Well, I was wrong then because my other answer was going to be the blended peddler.
I did not think of that too.
Only one answer.
Is that a dessert?
Yes. It has Nutella on it.
That's fair. If you dress it up like that, yeah. All right.
Okay. What is my dream job?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, wait. What question are we on?
I don't know, but I already got my answer. I got my answer. I wish you guys knew that inside joke.
Okay.
Actually.
What's the question?
What's her dream job?
Oh. No, that's not right.
I got my answer.
Thursday night.
Does everyone have their answer?
Okay.
Three, two, one, go.
Wait. Mom, you go first. Carmen, you go first.
I think it's being a trainer or like an animal worker in a zoo type place.
Okay.
I said zookeeper.
I said work at zoo. And
everyone got a point because that's basically what said thing.
Work at zoo.
Caleb said work at zoo and I marked out veterinarian.
But no, I didn't even finish the word. I was like, that's not, she don't want to do that.
I would die.
I also love that Caleb is writing in caveman speak. Work at zoo.
Work at zoo.
Are we checking each other's points or something? Because I'm just saying my hand's getting full.
Carmen.
Yeah.
How many do you have?
10.
What about you?
I'm at 7.
Goes before the.
What about you?
I have 6.
What about you?
I've got 8.
No. That tracks.
Okay, what is my favorite sequel of a Disney movie?
Girl, be so for real right now.
Girl, I know what's up.
I'm just going to put mine. It's actually not even a Disney movie. Never mind.
Favorite sequel of a Disney movie.
I couldn't just say Disney movie.
You don't have to scream.
Yeah, literally. Here.
So sequel of a Disney.
This is a shot in the dark, but I'm feeling confident. No, you can't see it yet.
I'm just gonna give it a shot.
I think it's one of these.
This is the answer.
I think it's one.
Caleb, you know we can see the screen.
Crap.
But keep it towards you.
I am. Well, don't look.
Mine was. I was gonna write Shrek 2 because that's the best sequel there's ever been.
All right, I'll go first.
Yeah,
I said Moana 2.
With Roman numerals?
Moana.
You bet.
I said Moana 2.
What about you?
What'd you say, Carmen?
I said High School Musical 2.
Okay.
What about you?
I said Moana 2.
I did
all
say.
All three of you were
yes.
How many points you got now, Carmen?
I almost put down Frozen 2.
More than
I
you did still.
I would have. Frozen 2 would probably have been an honorable mention had she not said, "You haven't watched Moana 2 yet?" for the last 7 weeks. So.
Hey, Moana 2 is good.
I haven't seen it yet.
But so. Honestly, if I were picking between Moana 2 and Frozen 2, this is going to sound crazy, but I would honestly pick Frozen 2.
You know what I love about Frozen 2?
I just love it at the end when she finally finds out that it's her mom.
Spoiler!
Oh, man.
Well, I don't... You do go the sentimental route because my favorite part of that movie is when Olaf recounts the whole thing.
Yes.
This will all make sense when I am older. Yeah.
No, when he says, and then she died.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
When he's dressed like the stone, like, yeah.
Okay.
Now, let's say something real quick about Frozen.
Okay.
Frozen came out in 2013. Oh, yeah. It's when it released.
Really?
That's the original.
Olivia was released in 2013, too.
That's the original Frozen. And Olivia was born that same year. She was born in November, and I think the movie came out...
Probably around the same
time. The same time. I think she probably watched Frozen...
100 times.
I'm going to say...
A million times.
250 times.
That's probably real, like, accurate.
Yeah, I would think so. And
I mean, I've only...
So I have a special connection with that movie because I relate it with her birth.
Do you guys kind of feel that way? Not in the birth way, but about Trolls? Do you remember her watching Trolls about 7,000 times?
Yeah, and I have, like, this connection with that movie because of her, almost.
Well, we also had, like, certain movies. You remember we had the... We had a van that had a DVD player in it,
mm-hmm.
and that we only had certain. We only had certain DVDs, and one of them was Moana and Trolls and
my drink
Frozen. Right, we had that too. Mm-hmm. That's why we watched it. Yeah. So then she would say,
At the end of the movie, you know, when she says, "I am Moana,"
"I am Moana."
I used to scream at the top of my lungs, "I am the Wayway."
I am a Wayway.
I am the Wayway.
Thank you very much.
That's so funny. I am the Wayway.
When
all
she
right.
says scream, she means.
Oh, she was screaming. Oh, I got a video somewhere. Yeah.
We'll post it sometime.
So, two more questions.
Okay.
Oh, man. I've already
lost. If you miss these, I can win.
What's my favorite drink? I have two answers.
This is favorite so drink. Obscure.
It's really easy, actually.
You said there's two answers?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I...
Here, King.
I need a clarifying question, but it's okay.
You can ask me.
No, it's okay.
Why? Why not? That might help me, too. What is it?
Don't. Stop.
Also, Anu and Olivia are kind of like siblings as well.
Don't.
I can't wait. My little nephew was born, like, what, 3 days ago, 4 days ago? I can't wait to kind of, like, be a little bit mean to him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be so fun. I got a new person
he
to
is.
Shape.
Did you say he there's one answer for this?
Two answers.
Oh.
Don't you?
I'm giggling at how you spelled that, and I'll tell you why in a minute.
You know how to spell it right?
No, but leave it. It's funny.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I feel like okay, dumb Dad now. Okay, Dad goes first. All right, I said sweet tea or the blended peddler.
That's not a drink.
The See, reason I'm giggling about peddler is because that is a word, and you spelled that word correctly, but peddler, like, it's a homophone, peddler, like bicycle, peddler.
It has a bike as the logo.
Oh.
Mine is water, ? And sweet tea.
Okay, Caleb?
I said pink lemonade, apple cider. What?
Oh. Okay.
Also, valid That's a good answer. Choices, though. But I said sweet tea and strawberry smoothies because I thought, does she drink water? Because I never have anything else to drink in the house.
That's probably the reason why.
Now you got both points.
Yes!
And you got 1 point.
I got 1 point. So it was sweet tea and what?
Water.
Sweet tea and water.
Right. Here's you some points.
But you're right, I do love apple cider.
Should've gone with my gut.
Okay, one more question.
Yeah,
shut up. I'm gonna win. No, I'm not.
How many points do you have?
Don't look.
10. How many do you have?
Is this 10. The last question?
Yeah.
How many do you have, Caleb?
I've got 9.
Oh. All right.
What is, this is so hard, okay? I've been talking about it, though.
Okay.
So, what is my top thing on my bucket list?
You know what it is.
I know it, too. Here. I'm almost 100% positive.
I am 100%.
I'm not sharing this answer with the boys because I know the girls are going to win.
I've been in the hospital 700 times. I don't even have a bucket list.
Hey, you
Just
know what?
Just let me die.
You do have a piece of this bucket list, I believe.
Mm. Top thing on her bucket list.
That's something I really want to do.
Oh, never mind. I know what
I mean. Wait, what?
Can't help you. Can't help you.
Good luck, Dad.
Good luck, Charlie.
Na, 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 na. Good luck, Jacob.
Hang in there, baby.
Dun, 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 dun. Stop it. You're making me nervous.
How many points do you have, Dad?
8.
All right, actually, you need to write something down.
Time's up twice. So,
That was almost a full minute, I bet. Why don't you go first, Caleb?
Wait, so he can glean an answer from someone else?
No, actually, just write.
Glean an answer.
No.
You don't want to glean that one for me. I'm just shooting from the hip.
Let me see yours. No. Let me see yours.
No.
Excuse me.
Y'all ever heard something called dead time?
Yeah. That's like why I don't speak on stages, because it would just be dead time.
All right, here we go.
I'm not going to make you go first because that's not right. You go ahead and go first.
I put swimming with otters.
I also put swim with otters.
I said play with otters, but.
I think that counts.
Point, wrong.
Jacob. What did you put down? Jacob.
Open a babysitting business.
Open a babysitting business.
That's
number 2 on the list.
Okay, now, let's just say, I see where you got that. I mean, the other night,
babies.
She was in a very bad mood and even said she didn't want to sing.
Same.
I never want to sing. And then
we talking about Autumn or Olivia?
For real.
I'm kidding.
And then she found a baby in the audience and got to hold it. And she was like, I'm holding the baby. I'm fine now.
Okay, so how many points did you have?
Girl.
I did that.
Oh.
I am.
Girl.
I'm ashamed.
You should be ashamed.
I have 8 points.
Yeah, you should.
I have 11. Carmen won, I bet.
I have 12.
Yeah.
How do you have 12? There were only 11 questions.
The bonus questions.
The
with
bonus
two
questions
answers.
Had 2 answers. Your mom got both of them.
How many
I
you got,
one
Caleb?
Of them, though.
I have 10. Yeah. So the girls whooped us.
So, first place.
Oh my gosh.
Second place. Third place. Fourth.
Loser.
Place. Now, did the girls or the boys win?
The girls won.
The girls
so
obviously
eight,
won.
8, 10, 18.
Both girls won.
Olivia, let me ask you this: are you offended that I came in last place?
Yes. I was kind of expecting it.
Who did you expect to win?
Edit.
I expected Caleb or Mom to win.
I did too.
Autumn, please edit this out.
No.
No.
You know what? Delete this video.
There's not, yeah.
You know what? Forget
but
this game.
But what's sad, though, I think he'll be the one to go home with a sad heart, like actually feeling a little bit dejected.
If I'd have got 2 points, I'd have been like, oh, well. Yeah.
I just want you to know that I really do love you. I just, I didn't know some of those things. Now I do, though.
To be honest. Aren't these kind of arbitrary questions?
They're a little obscure. Some of them.
That was hard. It was
what
hard.
Is my secret favorite second Disney movie sequel? Girl.
I got that one right.
I did get that one right, too, but.
What was the book I read to page 37 in second grade? Huh?
Carmen's like, got it.
Shut up.
Yeah. Olivia, I really had fun having you on here.
Yeah,
babe.
I had fun. That was really fun. Thanks for.
Good questions, babe.
That was a good question.
All of them. I thought that was great.
Except
really
that one. That
Thank
one was not
you.
A good
it took me 15 minutes.
To write those questions out?
No, you couldn't tell at all.
Five.
Aren't you glad Ono said, hey, you need to start working on your questions?
I already actually made a list, but then I just made another
you can
list.
You can't read it at all.
I love you.
Who's that to? Me? Oh, wow. I love you, too.
It's for you. I love you.
Thank you. I love you, too. All
and
right.
She's erasing it.
Click. All right, guys. Well, so apparently
That's
Carmen knows Olivia the best, and she has the bragging rights
well,
now.
Well, and that also
because
makes a lot of sense.
She's with me at home yeah. all day.
Yeah.
It's true.
24/7.
Olivia, you know what this means?
What?
You owe your mom a task.
Get in there and do them dishes.
No, I don't want to do the dishes.
Too bad.
It had to be my mom?
Yes.
See, if you spend more time with your dad, I'm kidding.
Dad would just make me make breakfast in bed for him.
Amen, sister.
It'd be easy, but mom's going to make me like do laundry or do the dishes or do something.
Hey, let me ask you a question. What's your least favorite part about laundry? Because I think laundry is the easiest.
Laundry, I love laundry. I don't care.
Oh.
I was talking about dishes. I hate dishes.
Why do you hate dishes?
Because it's boring.
I hate dishes because it's a sensory nightmare.
You got to listen to a book. I love doing dishes because I turn on my book and
yeah.
I'm like, I'm in the zone.
Me and Autumn, when she lived at our house, we used to bond over doing the dishes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was actually not fun. You don't remember that.
It was before you were born.
It's kind of sad.
What I think would be funny is if we get a video of when this task happens of Olivia doing the dishes while Carmen's in here playing Roblox tap dancing.
She would never, make slime. Like, she hates slime.
Okay, tell
Fixing
us one
Dad
thing.
Breakfast in bed.
So, Olivia is actually grounded from slime right now.
If you don't edit that out, I'll
let me interject because something that goes along with that. I was scrolling through the calendar the other day to look up. I can't remember. I was maybe scheduling a doctor's appointment or something. And there's a day where it said slime comes back or something. Like that.
Did you put that on there?
On the calendar.
Yeah,
slime is back.
Yeah, so it's like she doesn't get it back till like August the 27th or something. 23rd.
Oh, she knows.
And
24 funny. More days.
So,
who's counting?
Count them down.
So, Olivia's favorite thing in the whole wide world is slime.
Slime.
And she likes to make it. She likes to play with
she
it.
She likes to eat it.
She doesn't like to eat it. She likes
that would
to.
Kill me.
Maybe.
She likes to, like. Oh, gosh. I was like, what is that? But she likes to, like, what do you call that? Fix it. Like, what am I trying to say?
Activate it, bro.
Activate
like
it.
If it's gone a little runny or mm-hmm. it's too hard, she likes to fix it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we took her to a slime factory.
Oh, yeah. Slumi was the best day of my life.
That was a pretty awesome trip.
It was. Where was that at? Georgia?
Georgia.
Yeah. Atlanta.
Hot Atlanta. Mm-hmm. You know, the first time I went to Atlanta, well... Yeah, I went to see I was debating on if I was going to tell you who I was going to go see, but I don't care. I went to see the Jonas Brothers when I was like 12 or 13.
Was it the year 3000?
Oh, you know they sang that song. But the first time I ever went to Atlanta, I went with my grandma and we got harassed by an unhoused person downtown. And to get him to go away, my grandma gave him $5 bill. He followed us around for like two blocks.
Aww.
And she was like, take this. It's all I have.
As a 12-year-old.
Yes. I was like.
That's so funny.
But I lived.
So do you guys think this was fun?
No.
I had a great time.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Hey, speaking of slime, I have a video of Olivia. She stood under like the. In the whatever that thing is, she got dumped
slimed like on Nickelodeon.
Yes, like they used to do when we watched.
Oh yeah, they dumped slime on my head.
Mm-hmm. At the awesome. Slew Move Factory in Atlanta, Georgia.
It was so fun.
Yeah, not just for fun at the house.
If you have kids that enjoy slime, seriously.
Take them to Slew Move.
Yeah, you need to take them to Slew Move. It was fun.
There's more than that one. There's like two more in the United States.
There's like one in Georgia. There's one in
New York or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And somewhere else. Look it up yourself.
All right. Well, guys, this was kind of a short episode, but we had a good time, and you learned a little bit more about Olivia. And so next time we see you guys, why don't you come up to her and tell her, hey, I saw your episode on YouTube for
love
PNB
Moana
Unplugged.
Too, by the way.
And we love Moana 2 as well. So, yeah, we love you guys. Thanks for watching. And Caleb?
Don't forget to subscribe to our page if you haven't already.
And like
also,
this video.
Yeah, like the video. But if you're not checking us out on Facebook, go check that out, Tuesday Night Lives. You can check them out anytime. We're always on there, whether we're on the road or home. So check us out, follow our stuff, and you can also check out our website, which is
PhillipsandBanks.com. That's PhillipsandBanks.com. All right, guys, we're out like Meemaw's teeth. We'll see you next time. Bye.